From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The countdown is on for the anticipated Sunday night debate between the Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton in the U.S. presidential race. Their second of three debates comes as a defiant Trump is vowing to stay in the contest for the White House, even as key Republicans are demanding that he drop out of the race after a 2005 tape recorded him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump advisor, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, says Trump has learned from his mistake.
He's running for president. He realizes that he's got the weight of the responsibility of all these people on his shoulder, and this is something he's not going to do in the future. And he's very apologetic about it and wants to move on to what's going to be really important 30 days from now.
Trump's rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, has yet to make a public statement on Trump's self-proclaimed sexual exploits and is poised to confront him at tonight's debate in the Midwestern city of St. Louis, Missouri. VOA will have live coverage beginning at 9 p.m. Washington time and 1 hour Universal time tomorrow. Check out our website at voanews.com for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. Haiti is observing 3 days of national mourning for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which raced through the Caribbean and up the U.S. Atlantic coast this week, killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. U.S. military spokesperson Peter Cook said the United States is sending aid to Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for SOUTHCOM to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations support.
At last note, the hurricane center was 100 kilometers off the U.S. East Coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path, taking it well east of any populated areas. This is VOA News. Israeli authorities say a Palestinian opened fire from a car in Jerusalem, killing a woman, pedestrian, and a police officer, wounding several others before he was shot dead by police. The Israel Prison Service said the attacker had been convicted of assaulting a police officer and was ordered by a court to start a 4-month jail sentence next week. Israeli police have been bracing for an increase in aggression during the Jewish high holidays. Rosh Hashanah was last week. Yom Kippur begins Tuesday. The Ethiopian government is imposing a 6-month state of emergency in response to intensifying and deadly anti-government protests across the country. The declaration, which went into effect Saturday, aims to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. Human rights groups report more than 450 people have been killed in unrest since last year. Syrian government forces continue their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo after the UN Security Council failed to pass a resolution Saturday on a truce to end the deadly bombing of the city. David Pressman, the deputy U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, speaks on the situation in Aleppo.
The UN special envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
The United States and its eastern allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting that they could impose sanctions and calling for war crimes investigations. Turkey's prime minister is blaming Kurdish militants for a car bombing Sunday that killed 10 soldiers and 8 civilians outside a military checkpoint in eastern, or rather southeastern, Turkey. The Turkish authorities have launched a military operation in response to the attack. Turkish authority is also imposing a temporary blackout on coverage of the attack, citing public order and national security reasons. Healthcare professionals and public health advocates worldwide are celebrating World Mental Health Day Monday with an effort to promote awareness of mental health issues as a factor in first aid treatment plans. The president of the World Psychiatric Association says mental health illness does not discriminate among ethnic, cultural, or religious groups, says, but political and social crises throughout the world can aggravate, intensify anxiety and stress. This year, the World Federation of Mental Health aims to expand the definition of first aid beyond physical health. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.